When the drum beats go like this.
Live and direct from the Thomas H. Seither Sports Center here on the campus of Bishop Brossard High School on the Avenue of Champions in Alexandria, Kentucky. Just a little bit early this evening, the Brossard Mustangs host the Ludlow Panthers. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast. Dave Schaumel and Dave Tremmen in the booth tonight to bring this one to you as we take on the Division III Kingpin Ludlow Panthers. JV game completed a little early tonight, running clock as our Mustangs went hog wild and put 58 points on the board to Ludlow's 17. I've got the scorebook in front of me. If I can find the game, we'll go over a few of those stats. Take that one. That's good.
I don't want that one. I want a good one here, Shobbs.
Oh, you want a sheet?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Yeah, take this
okay.
one.
All right, there we go. All right, and a pen.
We're in good shape.
Yeah, I was down there talking to Richard Skinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked up. I see Shobbs' mouth flapping away.
Well,
he's live and direct.
Clock's 10:59. They got the JV game done pretty early tonight. Brady Brewski ran out of the gate. Three threes in the first quarter, and a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Ends up with 16 points on the night. Eight for Carson Hesse. Seven for Drew Stephan, six apiece. Jackson Stephan, Carter Morgan, and Luke Neltner. Five for Will Dunn, and four for Nick Cozy. Mustangs periods in that one of 18, 17, 11, and 12, and defeat Ludlow by 41 points. David, one of the things that I have contended throughout this season, and the Mustangs struggling and having trouble finishing and, competing in some cases with other ball clubs on our schedule, I have contended that we would be a good fit this year in Division III, and we would be a good Division III ball club. Well, we should find out tonight. Ludlow doing well in Division III, along with Bellevue, who's having a very good year. And then the usuals, Dayton and Calvary Christian Heritage, et cetera, et cetera. And I really, really think that, our ball club this year with no seniors on it would be a really, really good fit in that competition, and we would have a big chance of putting another number on the locker room wall.
Yeah, but adversely to that, roster is roster basketball, and it's better than D3 many given years. And if we were in D3 on any given year, we would probably run the table, and
right.
They would hate us like they kind of used to hate us down in the 10th region of LA.
Right.
you have some off years, and I was talking to Skinny down at Richard Skinner, and he said, "Yeah, I've watched film on you guys." And I said, "Yeah," I said, "we're skinny. We have no meat on it."
Yeah,
I noticed that. And he said, "We struggle at times rebounding. We struggle at times passing. But we've been growing up." And he mentioned the fact that they went down. They had a tournament scheduled in their realm. And he says, and they got knocked out of it. Got canceled out of it. And so their coach found another. Game to go to. He said they played Bryan Station in Woodford County or something like that. He goes, "We were way outclassed."
Yeah.
He said, but, it's one of those things where you just want the games and you take them because they had the money put away for it.
Yeah, Bryan Station,
yeah.
They got beat 166.
They had the lead. Ludlow had the lead with 6 minutes into this by 6 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
So, but then I guess they opened up the cans.
Yep. Well, they come into tonight 7 wins and 8 losses. Their wins over Bracken County, Heritage, Calvary Christian, Bellevue. Those are all Division III caliber ball clubs, Bracken County being a 10th region entry. They have defeated Carroll County, Dayton, Lockland, Ohio, and their losses have been to bigger schools. They actually lost to Trimble County, which surprises me just a bit. They lost to Villa Madonna, who Mustangs handled. They lost, as not too unexpected, to Newport Catholic. Then you mentioned Bryan Station, Frankfort, Western Hills, Frankfort themselves, St. Henry. So in St. Henry again in the 9th region All-A, 69-59. St. Henry will be invading the Cy Dome on Tuesday night, and that will be a triple header right here in Alexandria. So I'm really looking for a good one tonight. I hope that our kids are too. I hope that we come in tonight with some confidence and come out and play like us and don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Play better defense than we've been playing. The All-A Classic Tournament is in the history books, and Nicholas County will celebrate both sides of being 10th Region A champs. On the girls' side last night, I watched a little bit of that on NFHS. Bracken or Nicholas was on top 41-26 at halftime. It appeared to be a formality game, and that quickly Bracken County came back, tied it, took the lead, got it to overtime, and then lost by 4 points in overtime. So it was a great girls' game. And then the boys, Augusta's pretty good this year. They've got a lot of good athletes. It was basically Jason Henson's tournament to win, and Augusta took care of business and defeated Nicholas County, who had defeated our Mustangs, to claim the 10th Region A title. So this will be the first time since 2015 that a Bishop Brasser team has not been represented in the A state tournament. Now, this year, it's being played at Corbin. They must have a big civic center kind of arena in Corbin. So, you know, Dan Schultz and I fully thought that at least the girls would probably win. And we're talking about, you know, making arrangements to go to Corbin. So that will no longer be necessary, and we will hitch our wagon to the two representatives, Nicholas County and the Augusta Panthers. Yeah, I said both sides of Nicholas. That is incorrect. Augusta won the boys game. So, you know, good for them. You know, it doesn't mean that as much as we would like to win it every year and as much as we seem to have won it every year back during the 2010 to 2020 period, you know, good for Augusta and good for the Nicholas County ladies. 4 minutes, 40 seconds on our stadium clock. It was a running clock JV game, so we will be starting here just a little bit early tonight. The Mustangs, I think we are healthy and have a full complement on hand tonight. You see Cam Mandel back from his foray to Washington, D.C., where his grandfather was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, causing him to miss the last couple ball games. And as you mentioned, you know, rebounding has been a major stumbling block for the Mustangs as we broadcast the Nicholas game, and Nicholas just dominated on both ends. And it's something that tonight, hopefully, we can get Alex and Dom and Parker involved, and we always know we're going to get good efforts from our guard corps, Beckett and Ben, and that we can hold our own on the boards, get some good second shots, play some good defense, put a little pressure on the ball, make life tough on these Panthers, and let's get back in the win column here tonight. Yes. The Mustangs will be coached tonight again by Sam Ellsburn.
Seems like forever.
I know, and boy, Ben knows it too.
Yeah,
Ben
sure Franz,
he is suffering. You know, said, "You know, I get disqualified in one ball game, and I don't get to coach again till the middle of January." So, you know, just the way things shake out, we would hope to put a game in. Bridging the gap between Friday night when we lost to Bracken County and here again till we played tonight. That did not work out. So Ben's still sidelined tonight. He'll be back in action when the Mustangs host St. Henry next Tuesday. Just a note, you know, word spread from I talked to Mike Code and Willie Schlarman and some of the guys that played and knew Derek Roden, that unfortunately Derek Roden has passed away at the age of 38, and a victim to some disorders that he had, which plagued him even when he was a player back at Brossard, especially from his sophomore year. But he was able to overcome that. He played through his sophomore and senior seasons. The Mustangs went 46-16 during that period. And I remember, you know, Derek as a freshman in the district tournament game, just challenging big Reinhardt And, you know, over at Campbell, and Reinhardt went on to become a Campbell County Hall of Famer and a 10th Region Hall of Famer. And, you know, the article I wrote in Head on B Mustangs, and it's still there, but it's in the bottom with the feature stories, was I titled it Paradise Lost.
Yeah.
Because not only for ourselves did we miss out on 100% healthy Derek Roden, but Derek Roden missed out on being what he could have possibly become.
Yeah.
Because I watched many, many big men in college that couldn't carry Derek's gym bag had he remained healthy. And, you know, to say that he could have played professionally seems like a stretch, but if there was ever a guy that could, when you're a 7-footer and you've got good hands and you have athletic ability, great timing and feet, the world is your oyster. And he promised me that I could be his agent, so hell, we could all be rich. But, unfortunately, Derek Roden passes away dead at the age of 38, a former Brossard Mustang, 854 career points, graduated in 2004.
And did they reschedule the Brossard Mason County game at Campbell County Middle School? And wasn't that the year that Patino came up?
They came up to watch Chris Lofton.
Yeah,
and ended up Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
got a scholarship out of that because he did such a good job defending Chris Lofton that Patino passed on Lofton. Lofton went on to Tennessee, and Kevin Smith went to the University of Hawaii Pacific for a couple of years.
Yeah, coaches talk amongst each other, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what a shame. And Derek, I stayed as close to Derek Roden as I possibly could for as long as I possibly could. Until I moved out here to Alexandria in 2019. And, you know, Derek was pretty well, you know, known if you knew him. He had issues. Let's just leave it at that. Okay.
Well, the national anthem, Richard Skinner's.
Oh.
Calling a ref over. Is this ref sing?
I don't know. Jenna looking this way. I see.
I went to LMU, Lincoln Memorial University versus Thomas More.
Here comes Justin Reckert. Said we'll be okay. Jay Reck will get us rolling here.
I was down at Lincoln Memorial University. Thomas More played down there, down by the lake, and they couldn't get the national anthem to work. And the guy running the mic started singing. Everybody joined in.
Well,
huge
if
crowd,
you
yeah.
remember our senior night here last year, I traditionally like to play
Todd
Schaefer's version of our national anthem. And somehow John Ritter got half of it to play. It stopped, and the crowd just picked right up and finished it out. While, you know, it was a little disappointed that we were unable to finish out Todd's version, but the crowd did a fine job. At this time, we pause for the playing of our national anthem. Max Woosley with two X's at his post right down in front of us, wearing his white jersey, wearing number 4. And at this time, the golden voice of the Mustangs, Mr. Don Weber, will introduce the starting lineup first for the Ludlow Panthers, who come in 7 wins, 8 losses, coming off a season of 19 wins and 12 losses. Wearing number 2, a senior, Ethan Powell. Wearing number 3, Spencer Brandenburg, he is a junior. Wearing number 10, Matt Wolfenbarger, he is a senior. Number 11, a junior, Joseph Scott. And number 12, number 13, Elijah Perrin. The Ludlow Panthers, coached by our good friend, Aaron Stamm. The boys from Ludlow. And now for your homestanding Brossard Mustang. Starting tonight, wearing number 3, a 5'11 sophomore, Beckett Kunz, tuck your shirt in. Wearing number 5, guard, a 5'11 sophomore, Ben Doyle. Wearing number 10, the shooter, 6-foot junior, Parker Mulberry, tuck your shirt in. Wearing number 15, a 6'1 junior, Dom Hedden. And rounding out the Mustang 5, the big man, wearing number 33, 6'5 junior, Alex Combs. The Mustangs, coached tonight by Sam Ellsburn. On the bench, our head coach is Ben Franzen. Mustangs come in 3 wins, 10 losses, looking to get off of the schneid here.
Solid tonight. Officiating crew in the house tonight, too. Love seeing that.
Yeah, Gary Wilson. And Hacksaw.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready to go a little bit early tonight, but the ball is in the air, and the Mustangs control the tip. Ludlow shows man-to-man defense. Beckett Kuntz up top, just kind of checking things out. Hands off to Doyle across to Parker Mulberry. And Dom Hedden gets back tipped. Here's a steal coming this way. 13. That is Elijah Perrin. Puts it up, sets the rim, rolls off. Pass outside, 3-point shot up. Brandenburg, no good. Scramble for the rebound. This will be a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Ludlow Panthers.
I've never understood that call where a guy comes from behind the guy on the ground and grabs him from behind and grabs the ball to jump off.
3-point shot on the way on the inbounds play. Goodbye, Ethan Powell. And the Ludlow Panthers will play from ahead. Ball up top, stymied. Good defense play. Dom Hedden now gets it inside. Alex Combs turn, shoots. Gets the shooter's roll and scores. 3-2 ball game. 3-point shot on the way. No long sentences. No good. Second 3-point shot put up by Brandenburg, and Beckett Kuntz going to haul down the rebound. Kuntz in the run, 3-point shot. Good by Ben Doyle. And the Mustangs overtake the Panthers and take the lead, 5-3. Dave Schaubel, Dave Trenman just underway here in the side dome. Oh, they miss a backdoor cutter and try to connect with Ethan Powell. Ball deflected out of bounds. Mustangs will face full court pressure.
Man-to-man full court, it looks like.
Tom Hedden will do honors, waves away the help, goes one-on-one with Elijah Perrin. Perrin pretty much Mr. Everybody for the Panthers. When we get down to their team stats, we go inside. Alex Combs attacks the rim, draws the foul. He'll go to the line, and Alex Combs will shoot two.
Elijah Perrin picks up their first foul. I love that move. Alex is underneath, took it underneath hard, got fouled, you know, drew the contact, and let's see him put both the buckets in right here.
Combs with the turnaround dead man shot early, now completes the first of two from the free throw line. One remains for Big 33.
I'd like to see us build a big lead here. Richard Skinner said they tend to get lazy on defense towards later in the game.
And so. Two-of-a-kind bookends. That'll be fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
7-3, Brossard lead. Mustangs on a 7-0 run. 6:04 to play, just underway from the side dome. JV scored at will tonight earlier, winning big time, 58-17. Three-point shot put up short, and Alex Combs tries to run down the rebound, and the ball out of bounds, last touch by Wolfenbarger from Ludlow. So here comes the press again. Tom adding the inbound. It'll come right back to him. Everybody retreats. Tom Haddon will bring it up under pressure from Perrin. Now Beckett Kuntz down nice and low, taking care of the ball. Bounce pass, Parker Mulberry covered up. Down to the block, Alex Combs gets it knocked away. Parker Mulberry from beyond the arc. 3-point goal, and now it's 10-3. 10-0 Mustang run. 5:16 to play. Baseline cutter. Ball back up top. Three-point shot on the way. No good.
Go, Ben.
And Ben Doyle out hustles for the rebound. Brings it to the hole. Puts it up. And are they going to count it?
I think he is.
They are.
All right.
Ben Doyle on the rim run. Scores. Absorbs contact. He'll go to the line and shoot one.
He got bumped. And they didn't call the foul immediately. And I was hoping
continuation.
He didn't get any free travel. Yeah, that was my concern when the late whistle.
And Doyle completes the three-point going now. It is a 13-0 run for the Mustangs, who lead 13-3. Mustangs back inside that three-point line. Now the Panthers get it inside, and Wolfenbarger short arms it, rebound, stick back, big man. Elijah Perrin, good. The drought ends for the Panthers.
That's going to be Ben Doyle picking up his first, our first.
At the line to complete the three-point play, Perrin, a line drive, and good. Little Nick Moore-esque on the free throw. All right, we bring it up. Here comes Alex. Attack, stops, pops. Again, a soft touch goal. And Alex Combs with 6 points of our 15 here in the first period.
Rim friendly to him tonight.
3-point shot, long battle for the rebound. Doyle had it, loses it. Rim run. Two, no good. And the Mustangs are going to clear it. Dom Haddon cleans the glass. He'll bring it up himself. Beckett Kuntz takes over at the point. Around the horn we go. Here comes Doyle, running right-hander. No good. Knock to the hardwood. Ball out of bounds. This is going to be last touched by the Panthers, and the Mustangs get a gift.
Yeah, Mulberry sort of laid off that, and the guy just kicked it out of bounds, giving us an advantage on that, and the ball on the side.
Gary Wilson will hand the ball off to Ben Doyle, who throws it in from the high hash mark. We play through the post this time as Combs gets it out. Parker Mulberry launches from three, and no good. Alex Combs with a steal, ball in basket, and this will throw a timeout from Aaron Stamm, and the Mustangs lead here early, 17-6.
You know, if he keeps playing like that, we're working the ball underneath. That one, missed a shot, came back, stole the ball on the inbounds pass or on the pass in, going hard at it. Remember the days of the first, I could call a play, the first play was going to be to Drew Burns down the court. You establish that inside game, and then your outside game opens up. If we can continue to develop him and, he thickens up a little bit, next year could be a banner year for him going
down. Well, right now, Alex is the biggest guy out there. He doesn't have anybody really challenging him eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
So far, he has been strong with the basketball, and he's hitting his shots. So, progress from a young player taking baby steps. You know, this is a giant step here in this particular ball game
right.
against this competition, which says that he can do it.
Right, exactly.
And that's that is the big message. All right, out of the Ludlow timeout. Panthers down by 11, 3:37 to play here in the first period. Mustang defense. Now we're going to come out and show them a zone, I think. Yes. So with Alex out there manning the middle of the paint, we are in a 3-2 zone of sorts. So far, doing a good job keeping them on the perimeter.
Burning that clock a bit,
stop,
too.
Pop, long three-point shot, no good. And Alex Combs, the man of the hour, pulls down the rebound. Here comes Hayden, gets it to Doyle. Doyle turn back, top of the key, Parker, and now Beckett Kuntz will take over. Bounce pass inside Hayden. Hayden twists, turns, shoots, scores.
Wow.
Off the wind to Dom Hayden. Everything coming up Mustangs early here in the first period. 19-6, Rossard lead.
Athletic move by Dom down there.
Great job. Shot, short, no good. Rebound, Parker Mulberry gets it to Dom Hayden. Ludlow does a good job, gets back on defense. Here's Combs. And this time he does short arm it just a bit. And one done for the Mustangs. Boy, this Perrin, really a long striding dude, scores and fouled in the act of shooting.
That's Ben's second foul, second for a quarter.
And Ben Doyle will be replaced by Brady Browski.
I thought I noticed something odd on that play. Elijah Perrin had his glasses knocked off the other end of the court and finished down here in the basket. And I noticed defensively.
Hey, Vince, yeah. In the house.
And
there
I noticed defensively, Perrin was put on Combs that particular trip down the court.
All right, 3-point play now completed for the second time by Perrin, who now has 6 points, and it's 19-9. 3-point shot, long, Dom Hayden. One done, rebound Perrin, going to bring it up himself. Standing in, trying to take a charge. We don't get it. And Spencer Brandenburg, the recipient of the rebound stick back, 19-11. This has all the makings of a high-scoring ball game. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound stick back attempt. Cousy has it blocked. Battle for the loose ball. Out of bounds, last touch by the Mustangs. All right, guys, let's get back to doing what we were doing well.
Yeah,
let's get the right people shooting, and let's be a little patient and get good shot selection here.
Yeah, we got Cozy and Brewski in now, so
right.
A couple new fresh bloods.
3-point shot up, no good, and then Parker Mulberry going to reel in the rebound. Outlets Beckett Kuntz, Mustangs with numbers temporarily. We're going to go to Nick. Cozy's going to give it up. Pitch and catch with Dom Hayden, now up top to Mulberry. Beckett Kuntz thinks about it, doesn't pull the trigger. And we go outside to Browski. Browski with a huge first period in the JV game, 3 threes.
Well, Matt Brock pushing a little bit underneath.
This will be a common foul. And we will inbounds underneath our own basket. Dom Hayden will do honors, and we will box it up, blocks elbow. Bounce pass comes in. Cozy being bodied up, gets it to Hayden, says, here, you try your luck. He goes up, whistles blow, foul called, and Dom Hayden will try his luck from the free throw line.
Matt Brock came into the game. He picked up 2 fouls in a matter of 20 seconds, I believe, so... See if he's going to catch a breath. It looks like he is. Looks like Prescott Bear is going to come in and sub for him.
All right, Dom, let's string some tonight. Dom shot in hard luck up at Nicholas County. And 0-for-1 here tonight at home. Here comes Carson Hesse in. He's going to give Parker Mulberry a breather. And Dom Hayden has one free throw remaining. And this one long, and Dom Hayden in hard luck from the free throw line. He'll get it. Earlier this season, he was shooting quite well. We get a deflection in the near steal. Beckett Kuntz goes up, gets a hand on the cross-court pass. This is terrible. Bowling for Mustangs. They're going to call a travel, which is a safe bailout call for Mr. Wilson.
Travel on us, I tell you.
They called that against us.
Hessie was standing in there and took
a little heat. We had two of them, I thought, could have been taking charges, and they're going to give it back to the Panthers. All right, Mustangs back on defense.
There you go.
And God makes it right as Nick Cozy comes out of there with a steal. Up the sideline, no, it's not over and back, as Dom Adden throws a foot across the line and then retracts it. Clock reads 10 seconds. Sam's got something in the works. 4 seconds, 3. Here comes Cozy, loses the handle. Time's going to expire. The Mustangs come up empty. But after the first period of play, the Brossard Mustangs up by 8, 19-11 over the Ludlow Panthers.
That was a good quarter of play. We made our shots. We got some rebounds. We played some defense. Made our foul shots for the most part, with the exception of Dom's two. So, good quarter of ball right now by the Mustangs.
Ben Doyle with 6 points, 3 for Parker Mulberry, 2 for Dom Haddon, and 8 points for the Mustang big man, Alex Combs. Well, my therapist, Craig Burke, said he'd listen in tonight. I don't know. I guess about a 50-50 chance. If he is, he'd be happy to know that I am safely positioned in our broadcast station.
And he hasn't driven yet, just so you know.
Well, but that's going to change very shortly. As Rob Meltner says, why not? Go ahead. So
my wife was asking that. She goes,
every couple days, I'll jump in the driver's seat and start it and just let the motor run for a while since it hasn't been getting out.
You'll need to next week when it gets down to
I hear that. So that may keep me close to home.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I won't be doing anything. Maybe go through the drive-through window and not have to get in and out of the vehicle. Okay, Mustang ball to start the second period. And Parker with a lazy pass, and it's going to be intercepted. And we dodged the first bullet. Where is the travel whistle? Good Lord. Man goes from the free throw line all the way to the hoop. Took about 3 steps and no whistle. However, Ludlow still in possession of the ball. Here comes Perrin. Good defense. And a big, strong take by Ethan Powell. First blood, second period, Panthers 19-13. So now only a 6-point Brossard edge.
Grab it.
And we're going to get a break here as the Panthers step on the sideline. Combs back into the lineup. Here comes Beckett Kuntz. Coming out, Carson and Nick Cozy.
Ben Doyle, the only starter on the pine right now, and that's probably because he's sitting on 2 fouls.
Sitting on 2. All right, Dom Haddon's going to throw it in, and he goes to the freshman. Browski cross court, Parker Mulberry belly-bellied up. Ball back up top. Beckett Kuntz surveys the landscape, penetrates. Dom Haddon up top says no. Parker Mulberry for 3. Let's fly. No good. And Dom Haddon's going to pick up a personal foul 84 feet away from the Ludlow basket. So Dom a little over-aggressive in the backcourt. This will award the Panthers the basketball. Brandenburg will bring it up. 3-point shot coming up from the corner. No good. Battle on for the rebound between Prescott Bear and Dom Haddon. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Haddon. Panthers inbounds underneath their own basket, go all the way up to the top of the key. Brandenburg puts it on the deck. Mustangs back man-to-man, and goal by Brandenburg. 4-0 run to start the period, and now it is a 4-point Brossard advantage 19-15. We go to Combs. Combs hands off, and Dom head right up Main Street. Makes it 21-15. Good job by Combs drawing the defense, seeing the cutter, and getting the ball to Hayden, who scores. Off the window from downtown, Ethan Powell for three, 21-18. 5:57 remains here in the half. Panthers have clawed back. Dom Hayden, no good. Battle for the rebound. Hayden gets it. Serves it inside, tries to return the favor, and Alex Combs misses point blank. Battle. Perrin shoots. Ball out of bounds, and the Mustangs are going to get it.
Yeah, let's get some breaks back in our favor here. It seems like Ledlow's had a couple of bank shot here.
Yeah.
Ugly rebound down here, and now we got a good breakdown here underneath our own basket with full court pressure coming on.
Ludlow, Brossard led by 13 at 19-6. 21-18, it is what it is. Bounce pass up top, Parker Mulberry out on the wing. We go to Beckett Kuntz. Kuntz, I thought he had some really good looks the other night down at Nicholas County. They just did not go. And he's a pretty good three-point shooter. There is an example. He has 12. Brian Conley attacks the rim. The ball comes off, and Perrin follows it up and scores. 21-20. Sam says, I better take a timeout. As the Ludlow Panthers have arrived. 5:08 to play here in the half. Ludlow now on a, well, let's see, 19-6, 19-15. So that was a 9-0 run, and now a 14-2 run.
Wow, that's a...
So a game of runs so far. When we looked like world beaters, like we were going to blow the Panthers right out the other end of the gym, as the Mustangs went on a 13-0 run early, and now the Panthers answer with a 14-2 run.
Well, let's get one of our own again here. Let's get hot. And only scored 2 points so far, and a little less than 3 minutes in this quarter.
Vince Nerone, a man who knows all about leg damages and images, sitting off to my left, my broadcast partner for football games. In the house tonight to watch the Mustangs. Full court press. Ball comes to Brelski. Back to Beckett Kuntz. And across the timeline to Griff Hill. Oh, and a big rim run. Alex Combs, not to be denied. Scores out of the timeout. 23 now to 20. Ask and answer basketball as Ethan Powell rattles one home. 7 points in the period for Powell. Oh, and in trouble, Beckett Kuntz.
Oh, we got bailed on that one a
gets
bit.
Gets trapped, turns into the defense. The ball goes out of bounds. Aaron Stamm. Now there's going to be a foul called and a technical foul. So, wow, this came
quick. Wow,
that's
huge.
So a personal and a technical. So we will send Beckett Kuntz to the free throw line to shoot the two-shot technical. And Kuntz knocks home the first. Two of a kind bookends, another one just like the other one. And the Mustangs back up 25-22.
And Brandenburg, that'll give him fouls number two and three.
Don't know what the issue was there. Aaron didn't have a lot to say about it.
I'm sure he's blessed that referee with a nice word when he got fouled.
So
on
possession stays. Here's Browski. Delivered the three-point goal. Is knocked to the horn. Fouled in the act of shooting. Count the three-point goal by Browski and shoot one. Great job, Browski. Red hot in the first quarter of the JV game tonight finished with 16 points. And misses on the four-point opportunity. Here comes Perrin, and Dom Haddon gets in the passing lane. Alex Combs leads the charge, draws the contact, and Combs will go to the line and shoot two.
Nice to see him running the court like that. You know, Dom with a great interception, went down the court hard, dished it up to Alex, and he tried to finish it. I think he wants to throw one down tonight. The one to come across the baseline, he sure looked hungry on it. And that one giving another step or two.
He is certainly capable and knocks home the first of two. Alex Combs quietly having a huge first half. 11 points here, double figures in the first half. One free throw remains for Big 33. And he gets it. So, Mustangs back up now by 8 as the Mustangs start a bit of a run on our own. 4:16 remains here in the half. Mustangs now again go zone. 2-3. And the Ludlow Panthers are going to throw around it. Right in front of us. Now they go short corner. Put it back all the way up top to Powell. Well,
damn. Oh, they're giving the ball to us.
Wow. And they are going to say, so it looked very much like Dom Haddon, and I believe we're going to have, we're going to have a little consultation.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is Ludlow's going to get this one.
Yeah,
because that was pretty distinctly off of Cam Mandel.
Well, I think Gary Wilson said it tipped.
Yep.
Okay, He thought it may have tipped off the second hand off the tip.
So they, I think, got it right, and Ludlow will inbound underneath. Mustang stays zone. In front of the student section, rather dormant tonight, student section. No cheerleaders in the house. They're
preparing. Why would you want to go out?
Preparing. I'm out.
I'm out.
preparing for a competition. Here is a hard pass down low trying to feed Matt Brock. Brock can't handle the heat, and the Mustangs will take possession. We're going to line them up four across the free throw line. Ball comes in. Hill loses the handle. Shot put up, no good. Mustangs dodge a bullet. Now we steal it away. Browski, maybe wisely, hung on to it, and we are going to miss our intended receiver. Not very pretty. We may have had a travel there as Dom Haddon may have got in an extra step.
Yeah. Coach Elvern, he's like, slow down,
yep.
Good, relax, you know.
All right, let's get it done on defense. So far, mixing it up, switching it between zone and man. Zone being effective, keeping them out on the perimeter, limiting their rim runs, and a travel violation forced by the Mustang defense. Parker Mulberry now off the bench, and Griff Hill will sit out. Old Grandpa Mike Hill sitting right over in the front row.
Center court.
Okay, Mustangs bring it right on in. We're going to attack. Dom Haddon gets it all the way to the rack. Gets his shot blocked from behind, and the Mustangs come up empty.
Yeah, Dom ended up on the baseline versus underneath the basket, and Perrin's too smart to let him get that shot off.
Put himself in jail just a little bit, and now a three-point goal by Ethan Powell. Powell with 13 points here in the first half. 30 now to 25. Ball played through Dom Haddon. Mulberry covered up. Back up top we go to Beckett Kuntz. Puts it on the deck. Turn back, bounce pass on the wing, Haddon. Browski. In the corner, Dom Haddon.
There you go.
How about you? Ooh, it looked good.
And
Cam Mandel crashes the party and puts ink in the book for the first time tonight. 32 to 25.
Put the
seven
tip in.
Mustangs in the book.
And in the meantime, that was Joseph Scott with a three-pointer.
And Askin answered. Three-pointer. 32 now to 28. Mustangs with the advantage. Ball outside. Beckett draws the crowd back up top. Pitch and catch.
Wow.
Great feed down low to Dom Hedden, who scores it. 6 points now for Hedden. 34-28. And a deflection will lead to a Mustang steal. Mandel gets it knocked away. Here comes Perrin. He's fouled by Mandel, breaking up the layup. And
we believe Aaron Sands thought there was two moving screens.
And Elijah Perrin will go to the line to shoot two.
That was fun watching Perrin and Mandel sizing each other up on that trip down the court. And Perrin was going to take it to the rack. And
well, Donner
wasn't going to let him score.
Cam looking for somebody. He was looking to get rid of it all the way.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, down here he was smart. He pulled up.
And when he did, unfortunately, the Ludlow Panthers like pit bulls all over it.
Yeah.
And there, no good on the free throws. And Alex Combs pulls down the rebound. Alex posting up at the block.
There you go.
We now go to the big boy inside out. Parker not wide enough. Defended. Can't get a shot off. And we'll go back outside to Dom Hedden and reset. Clock reads under a minute. Give and go. We try to feed it to Combs on the slip. No good. And I'll tell you what, Elijah Perrin, the long striding Perrin, puts it in the book. On the rim run, 34 now to 30. Mustangs on the perimeter.
Parker's not looking to shoot so much tonight, it doesn't seem like it. He looks like he passed up
hit one early.
Shot. Yeah.
Dom Hedden with a dead man shot from the elbow, and Ludlow controls the boards. 22 seconds now on the clock. Mustangs by four, 34 to 30.
Tell me Miles Garrett doesn't run you a Tertius.
Yeah. Remember him? Tenacious Tertius.
Yep.
From Silver Grove.
Yep.
Come shot on, guys. No good. 3-2. Beckett Kuntz, how about you? Short rebound, good. They are going to wave it off as an acrobatic rebound stick back attempt would have been good. But the horn blows, the half ends. The Mustangs go to the locker room on top here. At the half, 34 now to 19. Let's take a break and recognize the good folks who put up the money, who make the Mustangs go.
34-30 for the record. 19.
What did I say?
You said 19. That's how many points I had in the second quarter.
34-30.
Yeah, I wish it was 34-19.
There we go.
We want to thank our friends and sponsors who have supported our Mustangs this basketball season. Sherry Keller and our good friends at M&M Supply. Justin Sider at Darling Ingredients. Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing. Our neighbors Lisa and Carl Plackey over at Alexandria Tire Pro. John Kramer and United Plumbing. Our good friends at Bluegrass Liquors in Highland Heights. The Oberding family at Silver Grove Dairy Bar. Ken Seatbait at Meltner Realty. Joan Zai and the crew at Alexandria Skyline Chili. Justin Kramer at Jackpot Dumpster Rental. Andy Reynolds at Alexandria Brewing Company. Jason Glass at Any Weather Heating and Air Conditioning. Sherry Steffen at Horan Rosenhagen Real Estate. Jason Kramer at Kramer Plumbing and A-Town Rental. Tony and Anthony Griffith at Ken's Auto Care. The good folks at Bray Trucking. Nellner Farm and Event Center. Wayne Kramer at Kramer Tree Service. Sugar Mill Suites next to the Country Heart. Our veterans at VFW 3205. And where would we be without Tom Munninghoff, John Hickman, and the good folks at Munninghoff, Lang and Company. Support these good folks who support our Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Shovel, Dave Trentman back in the booth here at in the side dome as the Mustangs lead 34-30 in a half of runs. The Ludlow Panthers open the game with a three-point goal, and Brossard goes on a 13-0 run and makes it 13-3. We then push the lead to 19-6, 13 points, our longest lead of the night, and then we get stuck on 19 as the Ludlow Panthers go on a 9-0 run, making it 19-15, and then continue on making it 21-18, which would be a 12-2 run. So whatever I had there at first, let's recalculate that. It was 19-6, then 19-15, so a 9-0 run, and then three more on top of that for 12. So a 12-2 run, making it 21-20. Brossard never relinquished the lead. We pushed back out to a 32-25 lead, and here at the half, lead at 34-30. 2-4-6-7 Mustangs with ink in the book, led by Alex Combs, double figures with 12. 3 for Brady Browski, 2 for Beckett Kuntz, 6 for Ben Doyle, 3 for Parker Mulberry, 6 for Dom Hedden, 12 for Alex Combs, and 2 for Cam Mandel. The Mustangs have been to the free throw line 9 times, and we have connected on 7 of those. For the Ludlow Panthers, 2 double-figure scorers, 13 for Ethan Powell, with 10 of those coming in the second period. 10 for Elijah Perrin, good balance scoring, 6 and 4. 4 for Spencer Brandenburg, and 3 for Joseph Scott. The Ludlow Panthers have shot 4 free throws, and they have connected on 2.
No stats from the halftime report.
No, okay.
Yeah, got them through. There wasn't a whole lot to discuss with them. I'm not sure. I've got
Logan's in the house tonight.
Three offensive rebounds and 10 defensive rebounds. 4 guys with 2 on the defensive rebound. So
okay.
Steals. There was only 2 steals listed by Haddon. See a handful of turnovers here. Block shots. We had 2 block shots. 1 by Haddon and. Where's that other guy out here? Broski. And little man with a block, right?
Yep.
And 2 assists each by BK, which would be...
Beckett Kuntz?
Yeah, Beckett, yeah. And the other one would be... The other 2 assists would be from Dom Head.
You know,
there you go. Dom's not big in the scorebook. 6 points tonight. But he does so many things
right
off the ball. I mean, he's bringing the ball up the court. He's intercepting passes.
Right.
He's deflecting. He's running the show out there. Just great leadership, I think, by Dom. And little things that just don't show up in the book, but the coach show up in the coach's eyes for sure.
Well, he's about the closest thing we have to a grizzled season veteran.
Yeah.
One sport, or at least he may do track, but basketball being his primary sport. And Dom is he's a good athlete, and he brings a lot to the table. He'll have nights where he will put big numbers on the board, and other nights where he is quiet. He was in consideration the other night when we were discussing the all tournament award. Ben Doyle had a big second half. He led us in scoring. He was the natural, certainly well-deserved selection, but Dom Hedden was certainly in the conversation. Well, the Panthers come in, and they are led this season by Spencer Brandenburg, who averages 18 a game, Elijah Perrin right there at 17.8, and Ethan Powell, 14 a game. As a team, they average 64. Perrin, 45% from the field, Spencer Brandenburg, a 40% shooter from beyond the arc. Perrin, the top free throw shooter, but only at 64% as a team. They shoot 58%. And the chairman of the boards for the Panthers is Perrin at 9.7 rebounds a game. The Mustangs, led by Parker Mulberry at 13.5 points a game. And then Ben Doyle and Dom Haddon, 8.2 and 7.8 respectively. Brossard averages 55 points a game. He has a team, 38% from the field. Beckett Kuntz, 44% beyond the arc. And Parker Mulberry, 40%. He has a team, 33% from three-point land. From the free throw line, Parker Mulberry, 27 of 31 for 87.1%. We just got to find a way to get him there more often.
Absolutely. All right, so who's the scout in the house there? Is that a St. Henry jacket over there sitting amongst
Probably is. Yep.
Doesn't look familiar.
He's very familiar, right?
I know it's funny because I know 8 of the 9 guys on their staff, and that's the one I don't know.
Right.
But it looks like he's got the red and white on the Navy jacket.
Well, David Faust will bring the crew to the Cy Dome here Tuesday night. That will be a triple header starting at 4:30 p.m. All right, time. Well, no, we've still got a minute 10. Sam has brought our ball club back over a little early. The starting lineup will be the same starters who started the game. That's Beckett Kuntz along with Ben Doyle, Dom Haddon, Parker Mulberry, and Alex Combs.
We'll see.
All right, Brossard, let's go. Let's play well. Let's see if we can stop the inside threat of the Panthers. I kind of like what we were doing in the zone. It's not what we traditionally do, but when you're 3-10 and needing a win, you do whatever it takes.
Sure, you mix it up a little bit, and I like that idea. You know, Ethan Powell, I think you said he was averaging 14 points a game. He's already got 13. Spencer Brandenburg, we've held him to 4 points, but he got the technical foul set to him, so he's sitting on 3 fouls, so that could be a blessing to keep him quiet on this side, because he was averaging more than I think Perrin. I think he was 17 or 18 to Perrin, 16 or 17.
Yep. So, Brandenburg, 18, Perrin, 17, and Ethan Powell, 14. All right, here we go.
I can listen to you.
There we go. So, possession to begin the second half belongs to the Ludlow Panthers. They will be attacking toward the concession stand end of the side dome. Ludlow, the district football champs under head coach Woody McMillan. Haven't seen Woody in the house tonight. Thought he might make the trip to Alexandria. And we're underway. Shot put up from the elbow and good. And much as the first period began, the Ludlow Panthers draw first blood, 34 now to 32.
Matt Wolfenberger with that bucket.
Mustangs break the press. Parker, give, go. Dom Haddon works his way around Alex Combs and scores. Ask and answer basketball to start the second half. Yeah, Dom had trouble getting around Alex when his big man moved. Oh, a point blank. Nice dish off. Yes, driving dish. Wolfenbarger now 4-0 here, 4-2 here in the second period. 36-34.
And that's his first 4 points of the game, too.
Yeah, here's Ben Doyle. Boy, he had 40 days and 40 nights all set. The launch, the three, no good, one done. Ludlow with a rebound, baseline, call the charge.
Charge, yes,
and we're going to get it. Beautiful job as the big man, Alex Combs, stands in and takes a charge.
Yeah, Ethan Powell came in hard there, and Alex stood his ground and took one in the chest.
Great job. Oh, and Dom gets the ball knocked away from him. Rebound, stick back, good. Joseph Scott, Sam doesn't like what he sees as we're tied to 36s and calls our second timeout.
Yeah, we lost the handle on the one. Just a bad bad pass, went the fake pass and popped out of the hand, or maybe got tapped. But, yeah, being up four coming out of the half and being tied right now, Coach Ellsburn filling in for Coach Franzen didn't care for that a whole lot.
Mm-mm.
And I can't blame him.
Nope. Well, we're in a position, you know, where we have to value every possession.
Yeah.
And two times there, you know, even in regular play, they drove and dumped it off the wide open people. So you not only have to defend the ball, but you have to defend the next pass.
And so, they got the break, too. The, you know, the one shot was
missed on the three. Yeah, came right down in the hands of Joseph Scott. All right, out of the Ellsburn timeout. And we make three passes across the timeline up in front of the student section to Dom Haddon. Here comes Doyle. Baseline run. Finger roll basket. Man on a mission, Ben Doyle. 38 now to 36.
You talk about an athletic move right there.
That was beautiful.
There you go.
And the steal. This is knocked away by Alex Combs. Ben Doyle struggling here. Gets it to Dom Haddon. And now
there
we're up inside. Alex Combs. Oh, I love to see him hit it. Put himself in jail. Tried to come out of there with the patented Alex Combs reverse layup. Overshoots it. Three-point shot. No good. One done for the Panthers and Ben Doyle with the leather. On the attack. Lob. Haddon wants it. Gets it. Tries to score. Reverse, no good. Shot blocked out of bounds. The Mustangs will get an inbounds play.
Let's see if we got a quick hitter here. We got something set up.
Well, we're going to line them up four above the free throw line.
Got to move.
Here comes Combs, and we're going to get it to him. Combs wanting to go back to Haddon. Haddon covered up. So we will get it up top to Beckett Kuntz. There's the slip.
Beautiful.
Once, twice, good. We slip Haddon, who slips Combs, who scores. 14 points now for Alex, and it's back to a four-point Mustang lead.
Great give and go.
How about a travel? False start. No whistle.
Here we go.
Rebound,
yeah.
Stick back. Perrin. The trash man cometh.
Yeah.
40 to 38.
He did not.
Yes,
that's a good call.
Please do.
He flopped big time.
Wolfenbarger slides under, trying to take a charge. Ben Doyle obliges him, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
The refs looked at each other, and I'm thinking, nah, that was a flop.
And Doyle makes short work of the first one. 9 points. Ben Doyle can go double figures with a made free throw here. And he does. Nothing but net. 42 now to 38. 4 point Brossard advantage. And there is a overthrow and a Brossard steal. Up the sideline. We get it to Dom. Feeds Alex. Alex, yes! High off the glass. A little off balance. Didn't know where the defense was. But Alex Combs showing his potential for the future here tonight. Turnaround. Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Oh.
Out. Mustangs get a break. Parker Mulberry down with the rebound. Wow. Call the foul is Doyle being abused in the backcourt. Now airmails a pass intended for Parker. And now Sam Ellsburn grabs and whispers some encouragement to Ben to don't get caught up. And stop popping good for Brandon Bird. 6 points on the night. 44 now to 40. 4:03 remains in the third period. It seems like as each period moves on, we get quicker and quicker. There is another Dom Haddon drive and dish to Alex Combs. Assist to Haddon. Six more in the half for Combs. He now has 18.
Combs better by Haddon the sandwich
tonight. He's certainly better. 3-point shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch, Dom Haddon.
I mentioned Don's name again. He's in the play every time we're down here.
Very much so.
All right, 6-point lead, 46-40 with 3:34 in the third. See if we can get a nice stop here and get that lead back up to 8 or 9.
Joe Scott to throw it in. He's the main 3-point threat. Well, he really isn't. Powell is. Ball all the way up at the top of the key. Brandenburg, good job out on the wing, and they throw it away. Yes, they do. Boy, Aaron Stamm seems to think last touched by the Mustangs, but really he only has to look at his passer.
Oh, bench warning on Stamm now.
He only has to look at his passer to say where the fault was there.
Well, I mean, he could be quarterback. He might be on the team. That was a heater that came across the court.
I mean, he smoked it.
Yeah.
Two players went for it, one wearing white, one wearing black.
And Sam's still standing up. Is he allowed to do that?
I think so.
All right. I thought they had a set the rest of the game.
Aaron, I've known Aaron. We coached together. He was the girls' varsity coach at Ludlow, and I was the girls' varsity coach. Beautiful job, Alex Combs on the assist and feeds Brady Browski. 48 now to 40. Come on, defense. 2:57 remains in the third. Back up top. Here comes Powell up under and short. Dom Hadden pulls down the rebound. Throws ahead.
And one. Get in there.
Gathers himself. Fouled in the act of shooting. Goal good. And one. Great effort.
Good speed. The quickness to come down on that court on that fast break and to finish strong like that.
Good athletic ability for Doyle being able to gather him and then misses on the free throw, but we'll take it. 10-point Brossard lead, 50-40. 2:38 remains here in the third. Another low bad pass by Ludlow. They survive. Shot put up off the side of the backboard. Parker Mulberry comes away with it. Here comes Doyle. Maybe one pass too many there, Ben. Ben passed up a chance there at the baseline. Runner and Ludlow Panthers cashing in. Brandenburg coming the other way. 50-42. Timeout, Aaron Stamm and the Ludlow Panthers.
He is. He's about to get smacked. I'm telling you that right now. Gary Wilson's getting his crawl right here. You watch him talk to him.
And love, yeah, Gary sticks his head in there and has a word with him.
Yeah, he had a little chit-chat before that, too. So he's had enough of Stamm. He's already given him a bench warning. So Stamm came after him after that call or whatever it was, and he's not happy about something.
Aaron Stamm is our broadcast counterpart for Ludlow. So Aaron is the guy that broadcast all of the Ludlow Panther broadcaster football games. All right, timeout. Ludlow Panthers, 8-point Brossard lead here. Mustangs attacking and running, basically scoring in transition. Some really great stuff there. The assist from Alex Combs to Brady Browski. And earlier, an assist from Dom Hadden to Alex Combs. So, Mustangs now. We'll face full court pressure. And we're going to go four across. Ball comes into big man Combs. Give and go to Doyle. Doyle brings it right on across. Confronted up top by Ethan Powell. Shot put up, no good. Brossard going to control the rebound. Mulberry comes up with it all the way up at the top of the key. Dribble drive, Doyle, Alex attacks, scores. Alex Combs can't stop this. 20 points for the Mustang big man.
Combs is getting the guys all fired
42.
Up.
Sam Ellsburn all pumped up.
He wants them out on him, yeah.
And we come out on the shooter and commit a foul. This will be a common foul. So Browski picks up. The personal, and Ludlow will just inbound over top. 3-point shot on the way. No good. Two potential Brossard rebounders. Watch it fall between them, and Elijah Perrin comes up with it and scores. 52 now to 44. No problem. Ben Doyle going to bring it up off a high ball screen from Beckett Kuntz. Down in the corner, Parker. Parker being shadowed by Spencer Brandenburg. Here comes Doyle, running right-hander, overshoots it. Not a good shot in that situation. Out of control, Ludlow tries to put up a floater. That goes out of bounds. However, last touch, Ben Doyle's going to get a little seat.
Yep.
Sam says, you're fine. Have just get a breather. Shot put up, no good, and Dom Hedden climbs the ladder and pulls down the rebound. We're under a minute in the third. Ball comes outside. Beckett Kuntz all the way up to the big B here in the side home center court. Brady Browski will take over and tries to cross over in front of him and gets it taken away and scored by Parent, the senior. So the Brosser turnover results in a Ludlow score. Here comes Dom. Here comes Alex. Hedden and Combs teaming up to do great things tonight. 54 to 46. 11 seconds. Ooh, a near deflection.
Sam's losing his mind, putting them up on him. There they go. He's just getting them pumped up.
Two,
there you go.
3-point shot.
That's what he wanted.
That is the end of the period where the Mustangs put 20 points on the board and lead it here by a score of 54 to 46. Well, we said it would be a high-scoring game, and so far that prophecy has come to fruition. 20 points by the Mustangs in the period. Doyle now with 5. 8, 10, 12 for Ben Doyle. 8 for Dom Hedden. 14, 16, 18, 20, 22 for Alex Combs. And 2 for Cam Mandel.
All right, there you go. That's a fun quarter of basketball.
Yes,
right
was.
There to watch. Sweaty palms, you know, you love when you're like that. And I don't think we miss much.
No.
A lot of times on that fast action like that, you're writing down a score and they're back on the other end. But you look at 36 total points scored in that quarter. That was a crazy quarter.
All right, 8 minutes of basketball remains. Mustangs with an 8-point edge.
And the ball.
And the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Mustangs with Brady Browski is the only sub from the starting lineup, and right now he is in for Parker Mulberry. Ludlow knows who can hurt him. Mulberry no stranger to them. We played him last year, really, really high-scoring game down in Ludlow. Here we're going to go to Combs. Wants it, turns,
yep.
Shoots, baby hook, nothing but net. Alex, 24 points, out of his mind. 56 now to 46.
He had the matchup he wanted, commanded the ball, and that's what you need to do.
3-point shot on the way, no good. Doyle up and pulls down the rebound. Ben?
I was going to say, he's got a dozen, but we've called his name an awful lot again tonight.
Browski up top, high ball screen, Hedden wants it, and the pass is low. Hedden can't go down where the grass grows to get it. And Ludlow feeds it inside to Perrin, who scores.
He's sitting on 18 points.
Don't know what happened there. Ball deflected out of bounds.
Tipped out. Ludlow touched it last.
Parker Mulberry now off the bench, and he will replace Brady. As we said, Brady with a huge JV game, 16. All right, here we go. Floor general Ben Doyle gets a high ball screen from Hedden. Finds Parker down low, passes up the 3-point shot.
Oh!
Inside, up under, moved by Combs, and he overshoots it. Well, let's see what they get here.
He moved, yeah.
Yep, they're going to call Ben Doyle for sliding under. They're going to count the basket by Perrin and shoot 1. I was hopeful there. But
yeah, it could have gone either way. So
they will count the basket, making it 56-50. Perrin goes to the free throw line with one free throw remaining and gets it. So every time the Mustangs try to draw off, the Panthers right there to enter. Here comes Beckett Kuntz being hounded by Byron Conley. Brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass. Mulberry, Combs, won't climb over the front of the rim. One done.
He didn't even hesitate. I like that. You know,
I like it.
He won the shot, yep.
I like it when they go in.
Yeah.
Shot put up, no good. Battle for the rebound. One,
and again,
Elijah Perrin with that long arm spread reaches out with it, scores it. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and it's now 56-53. Ludlow plus one.
There's just another bad break where Perrin came up with the ball, and I knew that was going to be a problem getting the foul on him.
And
too.
No good on the end one. Combs with a rebound. Ben Doyle, Mustangs need to answer. 6 minutes remains in the ball game. Sam Ellsberg calls a teaching moment timeout.
Yep, coming down.
Well, we've got to make a decision. Do we want to keep going to Combs and living and dying by Alex's big man effort? Parker Mulberry is completely shut down from the three. You know, I don't know. We have to decide if we can ride the big horse, who has been extremely effective, has 24 points on the night, but has missed his last two close ins, and those have been converted on the opposite end of the floor.
Yeah, both of them are good-looking shots.
Yep.
They hit a great move, just went a little hard on it. The other one, his little soft jumper was just a little too soft on it. So, you know, if they're giving us that, you take it. If they're giving us a three-point shot, you throw the ball off to, you know, Parker or, you know, whoever you want out there. So,
all right, here we go. Out of the Sam Ellsberg timeout. And throwing it in will be Beckett Kuntz. And we go into the backcourt to Ben Doyle. Doyle across the timeline being hit, recovered by Ethan Powell. Lob, Hayden, big step to the hole and scores. So when we need a basket, Dom Hayden gets a basket. Double figures, 10 points. Dom Hayden, 58-53.
You know, we've only got three three-pointers tonight, and that's probably typically low for us. Ben Doyle with one of them, and other than that, his basket's been underneath, and then Dom's underneath as well as Combs.
Yep. All right. And there is the Elijah Perrin reverse layup, and this time it misses. And there to haul in the rebound, Ben Doyle. Doyle will bring it up. Bounce passes Parker. We're going to spread them out a little. Give, go, get in there.
Good day.
Man, that was a great give and go. Dom Hayden to Ben Doyle. Doyle attacks 100 miles an iron. Can't get it to go. Brandenburg answers on the other end.
You know, that drive straight from the rebound down to the center basket's been haunting us all year.
Here comes Hayden. Puts his head down. Tries to get it to the rim. Won't go. Gets it out to Doyle. Hayden makes himself available on the wing. Ben Doyle being ridden by Byron Conley, being denied. Now gets it. Well, you know, they're going to let him play that way.
There we go.
And finally, we get a whistle.
Yeah, Powell was riding him hard.
Yeah, he certainly got his money's worth.
Yeah.
So a common foul means nothing at this point, other than that we will get an inbounds play underneath our own basket. I thought they were going to maybe give it up at the hash mark.
Yeah.
But we get it down under. Let's see if we can score it. Here's Parker.
There you go.
Parker brings rain. It won't go. Head and head the rebound. Momentarily gets it. The ball comes away. Tries to feed Alex Combs. Combs not quite in position to take the pass, and the Mustangs turn it over. Dribble drive, dribble drive.
Good job, Alex.
Out of bounds. Alex lets it sail right on by him, and the Mustangs will get possession. All right. We're going to box it up on this full court press break. And the ball comes in to Ben. Back to Beckett Kuntz, full speed ahead across the timeline. Parker Mulberry right in front of us. Dom Hayden. Three-point shot. Rattle. Oh, man, it was halfway down. No good, Beckett Kuntz. Here comes Brandenburg and scores. Brandenburg comes down with a rebound, takes it 84 feet, and puts it in the book. One-point ball game, 58-57, 3:38 to play.
What happened there?
And we get jarred. Luckily, we maintain possession, no whistle. So everybody kind of stopped anticipating the foul call.
There it is.
Oh, here comes Doyle. He's getting chest butted.
He said, nope.
This, again, though, will be a common foul. It'll be the second for the Panthers. So with 3:24 remaining in the ballgame, both teams now with two team fouls.
Only possible foul trouble, Ben Doyle with three, Brandenburger with three, and Wolfenberger with
three.
We're
going to get it to Combs. Combs gets it on the deck. And again, fails on what looked to be a sure thing. I'd have bet on that one.
Yep.
Because once Combs cleared it, he had basically a layup. It rolled the rim, wouldn't go. And now the Panthers, with 3:07 remaining in the game, a chance to take the lead. Outside, dribble, shot, off. No good. Dom with a rebound on the run. Tries to go behind his back and turns it over. Well, he saw something there. Unfortunately, when he went behind the back, the ball came out. And Alex Combs is going to be whistled for a block.
It'll be his first. Ludlow crowd getting into it down here on their end of the court.
They brought a pretty good student section tonight. Dressed in red and black, the Panthers wearing solid black, trimmed in red. Mustangs in their home white, trimmed in green. Again, up top, Brandenburg, stop and go. They feed Perrin forced to get rid of it, back outside. Brandenburg straight away, no good. Battle for the rebound, and the Mustangs win the war. Ben Doyle comes away with a rebound. 2:18 to play in the ballgame. Ben Beckett Kuntz up top. Parker Mulberry. Around the horn we go. Dom Hayden. Hayden attacks with his left hand. Puts it up. Draws the foul. Dom Hayden will go to the line to shoot two. Dom Hayden, we need you here. So Hayden draws the contact foul in the act of shooting. Brandenburg picks up his fourth personal foul, and Dom Hayden, law of averages in your favor here, brother, puts up the first one, and it is no good.
Got the yips. So he's had them for a couple games. They'll go away. They're fine.
All right, let's come away with one, or let's get the rebound. Dom Hayden, it's kind of got in his head.
Take a long time.
He really,
there.
Really is.
There
and
go.
Hits it. All right, we do come away with one. And the lid now comes off for Dom Hayden. 59-57. 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Let's keep him on the wing. We're in a zone of sorts. And they are able to get
Alex!
It inside. Alex Combs blocks the shot. And the Mustangs come up with it. Ben Doyle, a little shaky. Alex, make it a good decision. Time out. Sam made the decision for him.
Yes, he did.
As we held our breath, Alex underneath trying to get in position. Sam says, I'll take it from here, and calls the timeout very wisely. So,
Look at him sporting the blue and maize tie in honor of his Michigan Wolverines. He brought home the national championship in football. He's been a huge Michigan fan his whole life, so happy for Sam. He's sporting that tie. I love it. He's allowed to wear something other than green.
There we go.
So.
some reason we lost a signal here. That never happens.
All right. I'm going to plug in. Maybe it's a huge Ludlow crowd all has the same Verizon phone or AT&T, whatever you're sporting on nowadays.
Usually it's so reliable, I hadn't even plugged in the Ethernet. All right, now we'll go Ethernet and see if we can reconnect.
Hopefully we didn't lose anything. So.
Nope. I just noticed the pop-up there. Yeah, you can hear Sam from here.
Yep, absolutely. House gets quiet right now. Timeout, 1:39 left, 59-57. Three fouls in this quarter for each. Foul trouble, Brandon Berg has four. Wolfenberger with three. And on our, for the good guys, Ben Doyle has three. The ball will be out underneath. Tom Haddon's going to throw it in. We're on the corners. Open it up. Ben Doyle comes for the ball over there. Oh, kicked away from Haddon. Oh, another steal by Perrin.
This is not the guy you want to steal the ball as he scores. So Perrin now ties the ball game at 59. Minute 20 to play.
Get a cutter open. All right. Perrin with a little bit of physical contact on Dom. He's going to pick up his second foul of the game. That is the fourth in the quarter. So we will be shooting next time there's a foul. And in the meantime, Aaron Sam calls a Ludlow timeout. That is their third timeout, two remaining. Bishop Rossard has called four timeouts with only one left. So Sam's got him back in the huddle again here. A little quieter this time. He's got 1 minute and 12 seconds to figure out how to pull away with a victory here. A much-needed victory by the Mustangs.
Oh, boy. Absolutely. This is kind of unusual. We seem to have locked up, which I don't remember happening. Usually, even though signal, the barcode moves. And right now, the barcode is sitting staring at me solid green.
So we could be talking to ourselves right
now? No. Okay, we're recording. We're good. We'll have a complete replay.
All right.
But right now, at the crucial moment,
yeah,
just like the NFHS and the girls game from the 10th region tournament last night, which went out in overtime.
Oh, wow, that's brutal.
So we'll just have to see what we can do here. Trying does not seem to be a signal issue.
All right, Dom throwing it in to Doyle. Here we go. Got our five starters in right now. Mulberry with the ball in the wing. Kicks it over to Ben Doyle out at the top of the key. Pulls it up. 58 seconds left. Dom fishes it around. Going around down into Alex Combs underneath. He's going to take it. He is, and he gets hammered.
He's going to get fouled. So Alex Combs will go back to the free throw line with a chance to the lead.
Well, we'll be shooting, so there's no fouls to give for Ludlow if we get Alex Combs to put both these in here and stop them and get the ball back with 49.1 left.
Oh, Alex long on his free throw effort.
He's got a pretty shot from the foul line.
Yep.
Hopefully he's going to sink this one here and get us that one-point margin. Ludlow fans banging away.
And he gets the second one. So the Mustangs now retake the lead. 60-59. We are in the double bonus.
Yeah,
39 seconds up top. Ball moves around the horn. Ethan Powell. Clock now reads 30.
Nearly.
Steal it away. Aaron Stam's going to call a timeout with 26.1 remaining here in the ball game.
Wow, the ball got kicked around. I thought we were going to get a break there. We ended up not, and Sam called a similar timeout to what we just saw Sam call a couple minutes ago, saving a possession for the guys. So going into that last session down there, it did not look like Aaron Stam had called for one shot. He was letting his team work for whatever they wanted.
They tried to turn it over.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, we'll see if he's going to call for one shot now, down one with 26 seconds left to go. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes out of here with.
Well, nothing I can do on this end. So I really, really, this is not good. If unless you're watching on NFHS, we are still good and clear. But
all right, well,
for some reason, we have lost our broadcast signal and we have locked up. I'll have to talk to my guru,
Andy.
My broadcast guru, Mark Weary.
Oh, okay.
And see what that particular issue is. It could be an easy stream issue.
Well, you know, you've got
because 26. Because I've never, you know, we're clear. We're flashing blue here.
Well, for the next 26.1 seconds, I suggest you watch the game. And
yep.
Nothing you can do here in the last,
we can do about
last
it.
Possession or two
All
possessions.
All right, here
of the
we
game.
Go. Game on the line. Ludlow basketball. 26.1 Mustangs lead, 160-59.
And we have one foul to give if we need it. And both teams have one timeout.
We are showing 2-3 zone. Ball comes up top to Ethan Powell. Powell, pitch and catch with Joseph Scott. They dump it down inside to Perrin. Back up top to Powell, 15 seconds. Turn around. They go down low. Perrin forces it up and in. So 61-60 with 9.5 remaining here in the ball game. So timeout taken. Clock stops. And Mustangs with 9.5 to go win themselves a ball game.
Roski's in the game now. Alex Combs. He's going to sit here with his thumbs locked around his white beater shirt on, his basketball uniform, and he gets to run the baseline. He's going to be underneath the basket. Is what
they
want to
know
about.
Where it's coming in. It's coming in straight.
Yeah, because he did
underneath
call
on
the basket.
Main
yeah.
basket,
yep.
not the made basket. Yep. All right, guys. Here wow, this one would be a tough one.
Yeah, is. I know. Being up as many as we were and having some great quarters, you know, yep. we scored 19, 15, and 20. In this quarter so far, we've only got 6 points, three from Dom and three from Alex Combs. In the meantime, the Ludlow Panthers have four out of Brandon Berger and 11 out of Elijah Perrin, the blue chipper stepping up and when he needed to.
27 on the night for Elijah Perrin.
All right, let's see if Cozy's doing. He's been doing all night, getting the team all fired up.
Yep. All right, guys, 9.5, that's an eternity. We've got plenty of time
yeah.
to get a good shot. Sam has drawn it up, and the Ludlow Panthers are going man-to-man press. Ball comes in to Dom Hedden. Hedden puts it on the deck and loses it. Ball comes out. Ludlow comes up with it, 6.1. And Ludlow will be in possession of the basketball, and we cannot put them on the free throw line. Question there was there maybe an over and back violation? Ben Doyle commits the foul, but it's just going to give it back to them, or is it?
No, that's
that is personal. Foul number 5, excuse me.
Yeah, that's going to put Spencer Brandenburg
All right,
on the line.
5.3, and Brandenburg will go to the line and shoot 2. All right, it's still a one-possession ball game anyway it shakes out. 5.3 remains on the stadium clock. Brandenburg for 1, and it's good. 62 now to 60. Second one airborne, no good.
Oh,
but Perrin comes down with the rebound. Dom Hedden stops the clock at 3.7 with a personal foul. And the long, lean one will go to the line.
Right.
And shoot 2.
Well, last time he had an opportunity to shoot 2 in a row, he missed both of them. So maybe
yeah.
we'll see this again.
Well, and he misses on the first. No good.
All right, here you go. You got to get the ball.
Big man Combs comes back. Browski steps out. If we would get the rebound, or whenever we get it, we will have 3.7.
You may want to send the two guards, you know, to get an outlet pass and get the shot at a three. Then again, you can dribble past half.
Ludlow
there,
has pulled all their people off the line. The shot is no good. Combs gets it. Gets it out. Here comes Doyle. Puts it
Did
up.
Did he have a hand up or not?
Well, no pass interference called.
Yeah.
And the Ludlow Panthers have survived the side dome and the Mustangs and will win here tonight by a score of 62-60. Just another tough loss for our guys who led 54-46 coming into the period, only able to muster 6 points in the fourth quarter, and are outscored 16-6. Wow, tough. All right, let's sum it all up. Here a spot for the people who put up the money to make the Mustangs go, and we will be back to finish out the recorded replay after this message.
We want to thank our friends and sponsors who have supported our Mustangs this basketball season. We thank these good folks who support our Mustangs. We can't do it without them. Lifelong Mustangs fan Rick Williams at M&W Excavation. Rick Shermer at True Stone Distributors, distributors of natural stone and travertine material. Dennis Elix and Marvin Bryan with Dobling, Mullenkamp, Herschel, and the Alexandria Funeral Homes. Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental. Pete's Place in Melbourne. The Honey Hole here in town. ASAP, where the Mustangs train. Our friends at AJ Jolly Golf Course. Jim Ubel at Central Bank. Tom Stalinger at Republic Bank. The good folks at Barleycorns in the Brew House. Get on over here. Nick and Fran Reitman at Reitman Auto Parts. Doctors Dan Sheridan and Mark Schroer. The good folks at Eckert's. And we'd also like to acknowledge the following individuals: Brian and Carol Rieger, Roger and Diane Keller, Harold and Judy Griffith, Ruth Neldner, John Neldner, David Ponder, Paul Loki, and we remember Will Dunn's Uncle Matt Neldner and Cam Mandel's granddad, Colonel Larry Rugley. Thank you for your support. We can't do it without you.
Dave Shovel and Dave Trentman back in the booth as the Mustangs, man, take another tough loss. And this one, a come-from-behind effort by the Ludlow Panthers, who outscore us 16-6 down the stretch and win by a score of 62-60. Big efforts tonight from a number of our guys. Big outing by Alex Combs, who scored 25 and stood in and took a charge. 12 points from Ben Doyle, 11 for Dom Hedden, 5 for Brady Borowski, 3 for Parker Mulberry, 2 for Beckett Kuntz, and 2 for Cam Mandel. The Mustangs, let's see, 3, 5, 7 more free throws, so 16 free throws on the night, 2, 4 more makes, so 11 of 16, no problem there. And on the other side of the ledger, Elijah Perrin, seems like every time we play, there is one individual who dominates, and tonight it was Elijah Perrin with 27 points. 13 apiece, Ethan Powell and Spencer Brandenburg. 5 for Joseph Scott and Matt Wolfenberger with 4. Periods of 11, 19, 16, and 16 for the Panthers. 19, 15, 20, and 6 for the Brossard Mustangs. from the charity stripe, 2, 4, 6 more efforts. So a total of 10 on the night for the Panthers, and only 4 of 10, in the book. So the Mustangs with a 7-point advantage from the free throw line. David, I don't know. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. We, unfortunately, down the stretch, just failed to take care of the basketball. We turned it over a couple inopportune times. We missed a couple close ins. Ludlow did a good job, took away the shooting hand of Parker Mulberry tonight. And on a night when we get 25 from Alex Combs and a bunch of rebounds, and he even stood in and took a charge, you would think that that would equate to a Mustang victory. But when things are going well, they're going well, and when they're not, they're not. So we look ahead. We've got St. Henry coming in Tuesday night for a triple header. Freshman at 4:30, 6 p.m. game with the JVs, who were huge winners tonight, and the varsity match at 7:30. I had hoped for this one. I thought that, that we would be able to, we certainly were able to play with the Panthers, unable to get the W. So if we were a good Division III team, this could have well been a title match. But Ludlow does come out on top on the road, 62-60. Congratulations to Aaron Stamm.
Yeah, they got a lot of breaks on some fluke things. We had got our handful, too, not saying disadvantage down there. Just want to go back, looking at the stats that Logan sent over. Dom Haddon with the 11 points. He, according to the stats he had, led us with 3 steals. Led us with 5 assists, and led us with 7 rebounds. So, I think those are underestimated, because we saw him do at least 5 of those straight to Combs. So the kids played hard. They played a good game tonight. It's funny because, as I talked to Richard Skinner before the game, he said our kids tend to give up on defense. And what they do, they held us to 6 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, a bunch of runs early on. Mustangs 13-0. We pushed out as far as a 13-point lead at 19-9, and then it was Ludlow's turn. They go on a 14-2 run, make it 21-20, 23-20, but we never relinquished the lead, which is usually a good sign. I thought perhaps from there we might just go on with it. Again, Ludlow... just checking my running score, I don't believe ever got the lead. They tied it at 36s, but through three quarters, never took the lead. In the fourth quarter, we were tied at 59s, and the only time I show in the ballgame that they led tonight was with the made free throw, making it 61-60.
Opening basket.
And then the 3-0 that they led.
The first basket and the last basket.
The ball game. That's why you play the game, and that's why you go for 24 minutes. I feel bad for Sam and the guys. Ben Franzen, now out of jail, will be back on the bench Tuesday night when the Mustangs take on St. Henry. But, another a close call, but yet another one in the loss column.
Yep.
So it is what it is. So, unfortunately, we're still locked up on that air broadcast. Of all the years I've been doing this, I've never seen anything quite like that. So I will have to investigate, make sure it doesn't happen again. And we do have, hopefully, a complete good recording for the remainder of the ball club. So for Dave Shovel, Dave Trentman saying, wow, it's a tough night to be a Mustang. I feel for these guys, but we'll bait them up, throw them out again Tuesday night. Good night, everybody, from the Cy Dome in Alexandria.